It's Excellent Educators Day on MyFM. My name's Rudy Cadlick, and I'm joined by Sasha Pohl, a kindergarten teacher at Admaston Public School in Renfrew. So my first question would be, how did you get involved in teaching?
I started off not really knowing what I wanted to do after university, but my mom was a teacher, my aunt was a teacher, and so it was kind of a natural job choice, and my sister's a teacher. So I actually started off teaching in Manitoba, teaching high school, and then I came here once John and I got married and taught at Central, and then have been at Admaston probably now for, I think, over 12 years, and absolutely love just teaching kids, and kindergarten is probably my favorite.
And what do you get out of the experience working with youth in the community and, I guess, all across Canada?
Just pure joy of just seeing the kids learn. It's amazing watching them come in, not knowing even how to line up in kindergarten, and to learn how to line up, play with others, learn to read, learn to do math. It's rewarding to just see the next generation grow.
What are some of the biggest challenges for you as an educator?
You know what, the challenges, I think COVID right now is a big challenge, but it's amazing how the kids are really resilient. So they just kind of keep going with everything. And I'm lucky to have a great teaching partner. So any challenges that we do end up having, we just bounce ideas off each other and we seem to just keep on rolling.
And how have you adapted this year? Obviously, it's a crazy year with the pandemic. So what have you done to adapt this year throughout the pandemic?
Well, we've made cohorts in the classroom, so everybody has a group that they're with, and they've learned to play within that group, and we've been sanitizing toys and playing outside an awful lot. Our kids have actually been really great. They all seem to wear masks, and they all seem to be wearing them properly, and they're just really adapting. They don't even notice during the day that they have them on, so it is a big change, but to be honest, the kindergarten class just keeps on rolling, and they keep on playing and learning, and it really hasn't changed anything too much.
And what was the experience like switching virtually for online learning?
My teaching partner and I just said it felt like we were entertainers, and the kids were there with us entertaining each other. And it was tough, but our kids were actually really great with it. And we played a lot of games, and we did a lot of show and share and just different things that the kids absolutely loved. So we had a lot of good laughs.
And I imagine getting the attention of some kindergarten students is probably tough when you're in person. How do you keep their attention online through a computer screen?
Well, it was interesting. We did lots of different things, but we played lots of games and found lots of different websites. It was a bit of a challenge because with the internet, anything, we couldn't show videos, we couldn't play any music because it just lagged so much. So we actually just played lots of different games, and they were pretty good at joining along. So and we had lots that actually participated each day, so it was pretty good.
And throughout your teaching career, what are some of the accomplishments that you're most proud of?
One of them would be teaching my own children. That was tough, but we did it. And I think one of the most proud is having a great teaching partner in Miss Shelley's BEC in the classroom, and I think it's a testament to her and her style of teaching that we work really well together. And I think that's what makes our classroom wonderful, is we're absolutely wonderful working together. So we make a great pair. And I think that contributes to a great successful kindergarten program.
I'm sure having somebody there with you and being on the same page definitely makes it a lot easier. My last question for you would be, for anybody who's considering a career in teaching or education, what advice would you have for them?
I think I would do it. I've tried to convince my oldest that he should be a teacher. I think it's a great rewarding career, and you get to see the growth in the next generation. So I think people should do it and enjoy the experience as they go through it.